Well, good morning. It's good to be with all of you this morning, and thanks for tuning in. That's a wonderful way to start off the week each Monday morning in God's Word after being able to worship together virtually and hearing from Pastor Nicoletti. So it's a privilege to be with you all this morning. I want to remind you as well that on Wednesdays and Fridays, we also have devotionals at this same time at 7:30 a.m., so be sure to tune in back then. We'll begin by reading this morning from Psalm chapter 15. So, Psalm 15. Let's begin reading there in the ESV. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart. Who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. This morning, I would also, since we will only be considering two verses from Philippians, I'd like to invite you to go ahead and turn there now as well, and we'll consider both these texts together. We'll be looking at Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. Philippians 4, 8 and 9. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have heard and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be able to study God's word together, even through this internet connection. And we pray, Father, that you would bless this time, that you would fill up our hearts with your word this morning. For we ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know how many of you have seen, but there's a video that's been going around by a woman named Adley Stump. In this video, she makes a mock coronavirus press conference on what people need to be doing during the pandemic. And she pokes fun at the contradictory messages being given from many different news sources. Here's some of the things she said. She starts off by saying, first of all, "I really don't understand why everyone isn't following the same rules right now. They're very clear. So let's take a minute and go over them again," she says. "First, you must not leave the house for any reason. Unless, of course, you need a reason, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house." She says, "All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. The virus has no effect on children except for those children in which it affects," she says. "Masks are useless at protecting you against the virus, but you still need to wear one because it saves lives. In some cases, it may be mandatory also, but maybe not." As you might appreciate, the video has gone viral. It expresses a sort of deep frustration that many people are facing right now. It is showing us how contradictory the information is that we are receiving. Wouldn't it be amazing if we had all of our news sources agree in this sense and what we should be doing? We would all love some consistency. All the contradictions are making the situation more and more difficult. And I think the reason we appreciate and want consistency is because consistency helps us trust people. When we don't know whether or not we trust someone, it makes it more difficult to follow guidelines and regulations imposed upon us. Consistency is important in the spheres of government, school, church, and family. If you cannot expect steady and consistency and non-contradictory behavior from someone, you begin to lose trust. And when you lose that trust, you begin to lose the relationship. I bring this up because many of our relationships are built on consistency and trust. It is how we learn about who people are, how they tick, and if they're going to keep their word and their commitment to us. This is particularly true of the church and the world. When non-Christians look at the church, their most common accusation is that we are hypocritical, that we are inconsistent. We say one thing, but we do another. We don't practice what we preach. We say we love our neighbors, but then they look at our lives and they see that we slander them with our words and our actions, or possibly even our lack of actions and service. These two passages that we've read this morning highlight the importance of living consistently with what we believe. In other words, being faithful to who we are in Christ. Both David and Paul write about the qualities believers must possess in their hearts and practice in their lives. And as a side note, when we do this, we demonstrate we are true believers and silence those who would call us hypocritical. And while I won't be exploring this particular issue further, David here writes of the qualities of a true believer because within the tents, quote-unquote tents, or the tabernacle, or the church, there are unbelievers who are within the congregation. There are people who think they're Christians also who actually aren't. This psalm isn't a guide that could be called 10 ways to weed out the unbelievers in your church. See, David isn't trying to help you figure out who is not an unbeliever. He is calling believers everywhere to know that if they truly are believers, their lives will demonstrate that. Who will dwell with God forever in his holy temple and on his holy mountain? Both the psalm and Paul outline who will live in that holy temple and on that holy mountain by saying it's the person who works at walking blamelessly, who seeks to do right even when it hurts, who is truthful in what he or she says and does, even in their heart of hearts, the person whose oath or word is his bond, a person who is honorable, someone who is pure in their heart and also in their words and attitude. The person who will dwell in God's house is someone who is pure in heart. He is a commendable person, excellent in all his ways. He is that person who loves his neighbor as himself and gives himself up for others. The person who dwells with God is not someone who speaks ill of others, nor is sneaky with his finances. He doesn't try to break the laws. He doesn't defraud the innocent. The believer is a person who exemplifies a holy life. When people talk to you or observe you, there is no question if you are a believer because you live honestly, honorably, and sacrificially. You demonstrate Christ-like behavior, and it shows. You are faithful in the big things, but also in the small details in life. In other words, when people look at you, they should notice that you not only do not rob banks or cheat on your spouse, but also that you are kind and honorable in your home, with your kids and with your spouse. You are kind towards outsiders, in your conduct, in your disputes, and in your frustrations, even about parking spaces and noise levels. People should come into your house, and see that you are consistent and blameless and that you live what you preach, that what you say you are is truly who you are. You see, again, Paul and David are not highlighting these things for the sake of outsiders or for our neighbors. I'm using this as a practical way for you to be able to analyze your own life and to be able to ask yourself, if a neighbor were to come into your home and to look at your life, from their point of view, would you be found blameless? If we are true children of God, we must be holy in our living. If you are, if your heart and your actions, your words and your life are consistent and holy, if you speak the truth and walk blamelessly in all areas of life as a result of your salvation in Christ, then the psalm and Paul end saying, you will never be shaken, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the hope that we have as Christians if our heart and our actions match up, if we are consistent, and if we are not hypocritical, self-deceiving ourselves. After we conclude this devotional, I ask that you would take a moment in prayer by yourself and ask God to help you to see one area in your life where you can grow so that you can strive on in holiness, so you can strive to be blameless before all men. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are gracious with us and that our salvation does not depend on us being blameless or being holy as you are holy, because we know that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And yet you have saved us from our sins and now require it of us that we be holy and blameless, that we live a life that reflects the Father in heaven that we have. Lord God, we pray that you would help us to be a people that are consistent in our beliefs and in our actions. Lord, let the world outside see in our home. Let our neighbors right next door be able to see and hear in our home that we are consistent, that we live out what we preach. And Father, we ask that we would do so not only for our neighbors next door, but for those we interact with online, with those we're texting, calling, and emailing. We pray, Father, that you would help us to be blameless in all areas of life. Father, help us to be able to glorify you even during this time of quarantine. And help us, Father, to glorify your name even among our children and our families, Lord, in the small things as well, that you may be glorified and that we may show to ourselves even that we are truly your children through our actions, reflecting what the salvation that you have given us. Help us, Lord, to analyze that even after this devotional, to think of things in our own life, to analyze our own hearts. Lord, we pray that you would reveal to us our sins that we may grow in holiness in you. For we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I pray that the Lord will bless you today and this week and that you'll be able to join us again for our Wednesday morning devotional and then again for prayer meeting this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Now with that, let's turn to the day that is ahead of us. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.